are, yes. Good morning. Today we'll start a meeting with the Lord's Prayer and the Pledge of Allegiance. Our Father, Lord in heaven,
hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Is there any changes, Dave, to the agenda? I didn't think so. I apologize not for asking her. Okay. Gentlemen, I need a motion if we're to approve the agenda.
I make a motion that we approve the agenda for Sussex County Council, December 2nd, 2008, as in printed form.
Okay.
Moved and seconded, we approve the agenda as printed. Mr. Cole?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes, motion passed. We got faxed yesterday by Robin, Federal Express, and all that good stuff. So the minutes are from November 18th. Is there any corrections or additions?
Make a motion we approve the minutes for Sussex County Council for November 17th?
18th.
18th, as in printed form.
Second, please.
Second.
Moved and seconded, we approve the minutes as printed. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes, motion passed. Jim, correspondence?
We've got several items of correspondence. First is a letter from the Laurel Historical Society to Councilman Dukes, thanking council for a donation to the maintenance of the maintenance of the cookhouse and their repainting project. A letter from Senator Thomas R. Carper, Mr. Baker, offering most sincere congratulations to the South Coastal Regional Wastewater Facility for recently winning the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency Region 3 Operations and Maintenance Excellence Award for medium advanced treatment category, being only one of two recipients among 3,888 facilities in our region is a magnificent and highly admirable accomplishment. And expressing his apologies for not being able to attend the ceremony. A letter from the Delaware State Police Troop 4 Explorers thanking council for a donation that allowed them to, 10 of them, to attend the National Law Enforcement Conference this past July. A letter from the Delaware Community Foundation thanking council for a contribution recently made to the Laurel Alumni Scholarship Foundation, which is managed by the Community Foundation. And lastly, a letter from the Sussex County Foster Parent Association. Dear County Council, thank you so much for the generous donation of a check for $250. This is the time of year foster children look forward to the holidays and a renewed spirit of the season. Sussex County Foster Parent Association strives to make this holiday season filled with excitement and joy for all the kids in Sussex foster care. Our holiday party, food, fun, games, and don't forget a visit from Santa with a new toy for each and every child. It's a long way to deliver that holiday cheer. And your generous donation to help the kids to feel valued and treasured as the association strives to bridge the financial gap between state services and the needs of our children. Your donation is very important. And that's all the correspondence.
Any other correspondence from any other council? Being none, good morning, Dave.
Morning. The first item of business is a tribute to Jean Ellen Dickerson, who is the Sussex County Employee of the Quarter for the fourth quarter of 2008. And maybe if Jane could come up to the podium. And Jane began her employment with the county in May of 1980, a couple of years ago, in the engineering department as a clerk typist. And she is currently office manager for the utility permits department under Gary Tung. She does all of the things that are expected of her as an office manager and does them well. She serves as the engineering department's single point of contact for advertising and posting. She's extremely professional and always concerned about providing excellent customer service both internal and external. And I know firsthand she does a great job and wish to congratulate her. We have a tribute I'll read. Be it hereby known to all that the Sussex County Council commends Jay and Ellen Dickerson, Sussex County Employee of the Quarter, fourth quarter 2008. The Sussex County Council extends its thanks and congratulations and directs this tribute to be presented to Jane Ellen Dickerson on the second day of December 2008. And I think.
Motion, please, Demme.
So moved, Mr. President.
Second.
We move to second that we approve the tribute as read. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Duke?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes, motion passed.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Speech.
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 We got to embarrass you a little bit.
Don't get away that easy. You don't get away that easy. 15-minute speech.
Of course, on behalf, and I think as we mentioned, everybody, that it's a great program to recognize outstanding employees, and everybody does a great job at being nominated with your people that you work with. It's a privilege as council president to congratulate
you. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Dave's off.
Thank you, Dave. Oh, thank you. Thanks.
Congratulations.
I'll give a speech now.
The next item is board appointments. We have three outstanding board appointments at this time. They are all on the county personnel board, which meets infrequently. This board advises the county regarding personnel policy and then hears appeals of county employees if they request it. So we have...
I would like to... But the two names in nomination that were already serving on the board, and that's Scotty Wallace Amerine and Clay Yoakum. And we need to get a third one, but I don't know.
Probably next week,
I guess.
Next week. Okay.
Can you put it on for next week, please?
Yes.
We'll have the third one.
Okay. Add it on the
night. Add on the
night. Second day of
the yeah.
Yeah, we put it on 16, make it 16.
Let's put it on the night. I get a long day.
Okay. You get a little better than night time?
Yeah. Okay. You got a motion on these two.
Absolutely.
So seconded.
Yeah, Mr. Phillips seconded. Move to second that we approve the two nominees, Scotty and Clay, for the public appeal board. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes. Motion passed.
The next item is an extension request for conditional use 1619, which was approved in November of 2005. An extension request is from Helena Dove, and I have a copy of
We all got a letter.
Did you get that letter?
Yeah.
Okay.
If they didn't bring it with a tough luck.
I got it.
Give you a little background on this. The Planning and Zoning Commission has granted 2 one-year extensions that they are legally allowed to do, one in November 2006 and then the most recent one December 2007. The last extension expired November 1st, 2008. On October 31st, 2008, we received this request for another extension, and the primary reason given was the downward spiral of the real estate market. So...
Do you, the other one expired when?
November 1st.
Her last one expired, November 1st.
But she did get the request in October 31st. She brought it to our office.
This came in, okay.
Yeah.
What's got it on the agenda? Yeah.
My only question would be is, are we going to extend everybody?
They asked me
I mean,
that.
Is this?
They're doing a lot of that, I think,
Well, she got the maximum.
On the consent order by planning and zoning, but these, she's ran out because she's got 2 1-year extensions from P&Z.
I know, but I mean, Dale, I'm just curious if we start setting up a precedent, you know, of granting extensions, not for emergencies, not for other issues that you would think that would, warrant one, but this is the economy, and it's something bigger than we can all control. I mean, how long do we keep granting them if the economy's bad for 2 more years? I mean, we keep granting them based on this? Because once you give this one time, it's...
You might, Mr. Cole. I won't.
Won't what?
I won't.
No, I know.
Another.
No, I'm just worried that this might set a bad precedent because it doesn't seem to me that it merits the emergency status or that extraordinary type of situation. And if we grant this one, how many other people are going to be asked to be?
I got notion that you're going to have a lot of requests.
Once you do this one, I think we better
tell them tough luck.
Well, I don't know. They've had 2 or 3. I mean, I don't have any idea. Nobody has any idea.
Let's get it off center. If you want to deny it, let's make a motion.
Yeah, I'm just afraid of. I mean, I'm sympathetic to her situation, but what this would do to everything that's in the pipeline.
So, I don't disagree with you, but does this mean that everyone that comes down the pike, you're going to say no? I mean, how are you going to say yes?
Yes to this one, you got to say yes to every one of them. If you say no to this one, you can say no to the others. Dale, based on this criteria, her situation is...
It's not permits or anything like that.
No, nothing's held her up. It's just the economy, and that's the risk you take when you're investing in real estate. It's a risk, and everything's got to have a risk. And I don't think we as government should take the risk out of investing in the marketplace. So I
do not disagree with you. I just think that each one should be looked at individually and not say from this day forward they're going to be turned down.
I mean, if anybody can tell me if there's any reason in this explanation, anybody has any comments? I got concerns about it. Does anybody have concerns that we should approve these kind? Can we have any kind of conversation?
I need to make a motion to on which
I
don't think you hear any argument on.
I'll make a motion we deny this request.
Okay. Is there a second? Nobody argued with you, but nobody wants a second with you.
I move we approve this request. See if that gets any chatter.
And may I say something?
Yes,
somebody has a motion on the floor.
Okay, go ahead.
If you did approve it, you would have the option to say that this would be the final extension. If you don't say that, the person could come back again.
Good point.
Okay. I didn't mean to interrupt with the caveat that they are to be put on notice this is the final extension.
Second.
Okay. Move to second that we grant the extension request stating that this would be only a 1 year and that would be the end of the extensions. Mr. Cole.
Well, I'm just going to stick to my guns here, and I think that the economy being in crisis is not justifiable reason for extending a project like this because of the precedent it would set.
Okay.
I'll vote no.
Your vote is no. Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Duke?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
My vote is no. Okay. Motion is approved. Dave?
Okay, the next item is the administrator's report, and I'm handing down a copy. First item is Caroling on the Circle, December 8th. The 25th annual Caroling on the Circle program will be held at 6:30 p.m. on December 8th. Attached is a press release. We are again requesting assistance in providing canned goods and food items for the needy in Sussex County. Non-perishable food items can be dropped off at the county admin office building from 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. Also, Clean Hands Ordinance report. As a result of the Clean Hands Ordinance, over $433,000 has been collected in delinquent property tax and sewer and water bills since October 22nd, 2007. The ordinance provides another effective means to collect outstanding bills. Thank you.
Any questions for Mr. Baker?
Okay.
Good morning, Susie.
Good morning. There's a lot to cover in the pension today.